Their reaction is interesting. These that have died for the testimony of Christ knew full well that they were fighting against Satan and his children. So they're wondering why the Lord allows this to go on. They see the state of the world as identical to that of Noah's day, which precipitated the Lord's judgment. Their desire for vengeance appears to contradict our Lord's injunction to love our enemies, Matthew 5:44. A misconception in most Christian circles is that believers must submit themselves to any manner of treatment by whoever decides to treat us. We are not to give place to the devil. This means we must rebuke him, actually his children, when he comes against us. We're not to love Satan nor his children. So the issue is recognizing the difference between a lost person and a committed child of Satan. Jesus was very proficient at this. He ministered grace to those who were hungry. Strongly, he rebuked and condemned those who resisted the truth. We are to do likewise, but this is only possible by Holy Spirit discernment and word knowledge.